Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Dear Big Calendar, Turtle Power.
They're the world's most fearsome podcast.
Nope, things ain't getting any prettier.
Watch your mouth, slime ball.
Alley Cat Blues.
Big Apple.
3 a.m. I'm drinking this beer. It's mine.
So, what are we talking about on this?
Gee, I wonder what we're talking
now,
about.
Now, what episode is it?
What could this be?
What
this
number? What number is this episode?
Mini episode 12!
And I'll just be straightforward with this. Today is my birthday. I'm turning 31.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. Happy birthday!
I was pretty much begged for that one, so that's fine. 31 years young, and
this episode's your present.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Not buying you shit. Not buying you any shit. Not buying you any shit. This is all you're gonna get.
Turtle power. Yeah, and I aggressively, okay, so this is the Ninja Turtles episode, where we're going to talk about Ninja Turtles, but let's be real, a lot of it's just going to be me.
We've mentioned them,
it's funny how often we've mentioned them, and how often it's not been me bringing them up, which is kind of interesting.
Well, it's not like we all like Ninja Turtles. It's not like Kyle and I are not influenced by
them. Oh, of course. I'm not trying to dib it completely.
I lost my virginity to a Ninja Turtle. Wasn't Venus. Was not Venus.
No.
He didn't double shell it.
Was it Donatello? Well, you know, don't worry about it. Frankly, that's none of your goddamn business.
So let's talk about the Ninja Turtles. Okay. We don't have an actual specific topic on that.
Just talking about them.
If I'm gonna just launch into something immediately.
Okay. Okay, no, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
You know what? I was gonna say, let me introduce this. It's your big thing, but let me just
say... I won't shut up about him.
That I loved it when I was a kid. My brother actually picked it up when I was young, and I was like, what is this? It was so crazy different looking, like visually, and a black and white comic.
Like the Mirage comics.
The original Mirage comics. And yeah. I was like, what? And this is way before the cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Well, 3 years.
Well, 3 years. But enough that it was like, enough when you're a kid, it's way before.
Oh, of course.
It's like a life.
Especially if you actually catch on to something before it breaks out, it feels like
exactly.
That's
like,
special.
I love this forever!
Yeah.
Oh, and now this fucking ruins it! But
I was of the age, again, I watched the cartoon first, but yes. So, okay,
but,
you're more pure.
More pure. No one's ever said that to me before.
Oh, I don't doubt
strangely
it.
Enough.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, I had like a lot of the original Mirage ones, and it was and the one that I wanted to mention, this is all I'm gonna mention, and it's all yours.
This is all of us.
Well, it's all of us. But it's it was the ninja training manual.
Oh yeah. What? They had one for each turtle.
I had the Raphael.
I have the Michelangelo somewhere.
I have it upstairs.
So. Oh nice.
Yeah.
So you have Raph, I have Mikey.
Yeah.
We're halfway there. We're halfway to being real Ninja Turtles.
I got Mondo Gecko.
All of those skateboarding techniques.
Who is
are
a
basic.
Character again?
I got Shang-Chi.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
That's happening.
That's cool. That's I
neat.
Like it.
In the IDW or the...
In the IDW.
Very cool. The IDW is so good.
Oh, yeah.
And let's go into that because I feel like the IDW succeeds in a way that sort of... Okay, the IDW is a great series because it takes aspects of all the different versions.
Right.
And this series is one that's had a lot of very different takes on it.
Yes, it's been all over the place. It's been dark, it's been the most family friendly.
Yes.
And it's been everything in between.
Exactly. And I mean, all of them
really?
Sort of have their own...
The IDW has been the most family friendly?
No, IDW...
Oh,
the IDW one, I think, this is something I've been saying since probably issue 2 or 3, it is basically Ultimate Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
It's the Ultimate Comics approach to doing this.
Like, it's taking little aspects from wherever, like the entire history of that... franchise and sort of making a cohesive whole out of it, which sounds, if you
picking
look at...
Picking up the best stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And again, if you look at, like, the history of the franchise, like, every version of it, like, every cartoon has a very kind of a different feel to it. The original comics are, you know, you couldn't really ever do that in sort of a mainstream way.
Even when they did that in the Turtles Forever movie,
yeah,
they sort of did it tongue-in-cheek.
Yes. Because like, they did it, but they didn't...
You can't do it.
They didn't have Leonardo stabbing the Shredder through the stomach and then him, you know, getting thrown down an alley and blown up. Yeah. So they didn't have that.
They just threw garbage cans at him
because they're cartoon characters, so that's fine. But you have all these different versions that all, you know, they work or don't work to different degrees. But I would argue that Ninja Turtles might be one of the most successful comic properties ever. In a way that you could compare to Batman. Because if you look at Batman, you look at... Who's Batman? What is Batman like? What tone-wise, what is Batman like?
He's the knight. He's vengeance.
Yeah. Or he's Adam West.
Or... uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because you have the middle finger.
Yep. But, I mean, Batman has had all sorts of different tones and takes. And they've all, for the most part, worked strangely well.
Yeah.
Like, again, Adam West Batman is great.
Well,
it's very enjoyable.
You look at that Batman 1966.
Yeah, the 66,
book.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very successful.
Exactly.
Because people like that Batman.
Sure.
They like every Batman.
And again, they're going to like a dark... Again, like, you can have, like, the 66 Batman and, like, the Arkham games. Mm-hmm. And you can have, like, the comic version. You can have, like, the Christian Bale version. All existing, you know, in the public consciousness, yeah, at the same time, and they all work fine, and people are fine with that. Same with the Ninja Turtles, right? You have the Mirage comics, not as popular in the mainstream per se, but you have like the, you know, you've had three different cartoons that have all been successful. You've had like the original movies. I don't want to talk about the new movie; it was bad. But I mean, you have a lot That's of okay. different versions of those characters, and they all seem to attract. An audience. I mean, people seem to take to it no matter what. So I feel like it's one of those things that's adaptable. The core of it remains the same, but tone-wise...
That's
it's very adaptable.
Key or a sign of a good idea and a good story and good characters where you can continually...
You reimagine it.
Reimagine it, but still keep the same core.
So is it a good comic or is it a good franchise? Because I think those are two kind of different things.
It's,
But those are two different questions. That's...
I feel like it can be both, and at times was/is.
Okay. All right.
I would argue that the Eastman and Laird comics, again, when they started off, were two dudes who, you know, were just independent, just self-publishing stuff.
Right.
So take that into account. It wasn't polished. They were sort of learning it as they went.
That's the stuff I love.
But again, there was a quality to it, man.
And even the later on stuff, there was I think we mentioned in the last episode was the feudal Japan stuff.
Sure.
And then that's slightly more polished.
That stuff was beautiful.
Yeah. You're getting into ink wash. Mm-hmm. So even just technically, it's much more finished and much more technically refined.
Mm-hmm.
Approach rather than
sure
they had just like the basic black and white, like very heavy ink wash and it almost like dirty or not ink wash but like a heavy ink line that was dirty and a little sloppy but at the same time it worked for it.
Yeah,
it you have that not like a heavy refined line but just one that's off and it's like
it
adds to the kinetic nature of it.
It's funny, because if you actually look at just the kind of more Eastman and Laird working together comics, it's not like a ton.
No.
No, it really isn't.
They had a good, solid run, and I feel like even in a run that's not the longest run in the world by any stretch, you can see, like, the growth of them creatively in that well.
Yeah.
And I feel like they hold
up
quite
natural,
well.
And that's natural. Especially to creators that are that young.
And then
we just jumped into these characters. And you'll notice that with any character that comes out that's a new character and then isn't refined and it's and you have the same creators working on it, you'll notice that it totally changes by issue like 6.
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna argue not argue, I'm just going to say, I feel that the best versions of that franchise don't forget the Mirage comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair.
Again, I do still enjoy, like, the 1987 cartoon. In fact, HMV had it, the box set.
Nice.
Which was the turtle van with the discs inside. For $50.
What?
It was, like, so cheap.
Did it?
Yeah, oh, you better believe it. I already had the first three seasons, but was like, yes, I'm going to buy this turtle van with all those episodes. And I watched some of them, and, you know, most of those episodes in that run are pretty bad.
Yeah.
But they have a charm to them.
They're
fun. There's a charm to them.
You watch the Tim Curry episodes. And...
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I will say, though, I feel like you could make a really, really good, like, borderline Dark Knight trilogy quality trilogy of movies based on the Mirage books if you really,
right.
really put some effort into it.
All right, I've got a question, because we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Who is your favorite turtle of any of the incarnations of the turtles?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's because there have been lots and lots of everybody's.
Oh, man.
I know who it's going to be, but exactly which incarnation.
It's
right.
going to be Michelangelo, and it's going to be Mirage Michelangelo. Which is weird, because he sort of, at times, feels like the least developed of them in the Mirage comics.
Right.
At the same time, he is still maintains, like, the most sort of optimistic and lighthearted one.
Mm-hmm.
But he has sort of, like, this artistic quality to him, where he's a little more... He's friendly and extroverted to a certain degree. He's not the party dude, per se, but I feel like he's got sort of an artistic soul, and he writes and stuff like that. Like, he sort of expresses himself more that way, and I feel like he's got the most kind of human quality to him. Which, considering in that series in particular, they're very, very isolated, there's a certain aspect to him there that I just find very interesting, and I feel kind of, to this point, unexplored to a point where I want to see more of that.
Yep.
So that's my answer.
No, whoa, chill, it's just a mask. See? Don't freak out. Right?
All right, well.
All right.
That brings us to the end of another episode, another lovely day spent with you. Our lovely dears.
Our lovely dears.
Happy birthday, fuckface.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, fuckface.
I love you.
He loves you.